Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me again today. So thankful that you're taking the time to study the Word of God by listening to this podcast. Of course, you should be studying the Word of God on your own and asking the Lord to speak to your heart, but just any addition of the Word of God, whether it comes through going to church and hearing the preacher speak or listening on the radio or reading for yourself, whatever it takes to read the Word of God, understand the Word of God, hear the Word of God, you're putting His Word inside you. And that's why we're here today. We always want to go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless this time together. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we're learning so much through this book of Colossians, and we're just so blessed to have this word that you inspired by your Holy Spirit to Paul the Apostle. Lord, we put ourselves in the place of the Colossian church members many times as we're studying this. And so as we do, Lord, I pray that you will open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to receive from you the truth that the Holy Spirit will guide us into and empower us to live by. Lord, our goal, our desire, is to be pleasing unto you. And so we bless you today as we study your word, and we again give you thanks for Jesus who gave us access to these things. And we bless you in his name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Onesimus. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 9. Paul the Apostle was winding down his words to the Colossian church and began to name certain individuals who were ministering with him while he was in prison. We earlier learned of Tychicus, who was a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, who was instrumental in not only carrying this letter to the Colossians, but also served as a reciprocating communicator of Paul and the Colossian church conditions. In chapter 4 and verse 9 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul mentioned another person who was with him, Onesimus, and we learn what Paul thought about him, where we read, "With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here." The verse begins, "With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you." The name Onesimus means profitable or useful, and he was with Tychicus as he traveled. We learn more concerning Onesimus in the book of Philemon, where he is mentioned as a runaway slave from Philemon, to whom that letter is addressed. Paul called him a faithful and beloved brother, which means trusty, easy to be relied upon, esteemed, dear, favorite, and worthy of love individual, which seems quite contrary to his running away from his master Philemon. However, we learn in the book of Philemon that Onesimus became a believer in Jesus Christ when Paul met him in Rome. Part of the reason Onesimus was with Tychicus was to return to his master as a converted, humble, and useful servant. Paul also mentioned that Onesimus is one of you, which appears to mean he was a Colossian. The verse goes on to say, "They shall make known unto you all things which are done here." Once again, Paul includes the duties of the men who were traveling to see the Colossians. "They shall make known unto you," or to become known, recognized, to know, to gain knowledge of, have thorough knowledge of all things which are done here, which refers to all the activities and conditions which are in Rome where Paul was located. Not only were these faithful men to discover the activities of the church in Colossae, but they were to reveal the conditions of Paul as well. As we ponder Paul's words concerning Onesimus, we should allow our imaginations to run wild. What was it like to have a man who has not lived up to his name, profitable or useful, now not only a part of the delivery of this letter, but to serve as an information gatherer for Paul? Is it really true that this runaway slave was the traveling companion of Tychicus, who was given the task of delivering this letter of which we read the words today? Only the gospel of Jesus Christ can change a man and alter his position and character to such a level as to turn from being a runaway slave to a faithful and beloved brother who is a converted courier of the letter of Colossians. The next time we wonder if a person can really be changed, let us remember Onesimus, who became one of God's agents for sharing his gospel around the world. Next time, Paul shares about a few other men who were with him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.